The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, coming up this hour, we have Jim Deal's Wild, Wild, Wonderful World of Exotic Animals. And we'll also have our flashback by request clip. And we also remind you that at 9:30, tune away from this radio show and watch Teachers on NBC, because you'll see my fat mug there. Tonight, it's our final episode of Teachers on NBC. Will it be picked up for another season? We don't know. My guess is... I don't know, man. Probably not. You know, Hollywood has got so much hot air flying around. You just got to settle down and just kind of see clearly. And I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the raw numbers. It's a turd. However, I don't know. The last 2 weeks, it sucked. We did great. The first 4 weeks, man. Well, the first 3 weeks, we did pretty good. And then, you know, we stiffed it on week four. And last week, yeek. However, this week's is prom night. And it features such wonderful things. It's going to be, you know, the kids are having their prom night, and the teachers are all going through their sort of resolving their relationships. Mitch and Principal Wiggins, myself and Calvin Babbitt, we get into it. You know, my character, Dick Green, and Calvin Babbitt. And then there is Jeff Cahill and Alice. And then there is Jeff Cahill and Tina, as played by the lovely, the sexy, the vibrant Sarah Shahi. Oh, yeah. Many of you who watched last week's episode noticed that Sarah and I had a number of scenes together. Yes, we practiced and rehearsed well into the night. Now, yeah, right. Man. Heart attack. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, coming up, we're going to have... So that's at 9:30. Now that you tune it in, baby, give it a little pop. Give it the big number. Come on, let's go. Come on. Just make a maybe. Just think about it at NBC before they throw the thing in a waste paper basket, huh? Just maybe think, okay, we'll hang with this thing for another two. All right. And as I said, we have our visit from Jim Deal and our flashback. Now, we've recently added, because the last broadcast of this radio show ever on terrestrial radio will be on June 26th. Ever. A lot of people think, you know, because I know how it is. Oh, yeah, sure. You're retiring. You're going to come back. I'm never coming back. I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to come back to terrestrial radio. Not and do this show, I won't. I may come back under an assumed name like a Beatrice. I may come back as a chick. I may come back as one of these cats from the zoo shows, you know, like we're going to have. I don't know, but I'm never coming back, and I'm never, ever going to do this show again. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Why? Not on terrestrial radio, I won't. It's too much work, man. Way too much work. And then after I get done doing a show, then you got to go talk to people and say, okay, now this is how you market a show like this. And then they kind of look at you almost like that dog does in that RCA Victor, you know, kind of looking at the horn like, huh? You know, you ever seen the way a dog tilts his head when it hears a noise? That's the way a lot of people in radio look at. All right, here's what you do when you have my show. And they kind of, who needs it, man? Satellite? Maybe we can pull a deal off there. I don't know. But the real purpose of my leaving the airwaves is to bring the characters that we've done low these many years out from behind the microphone, put them in front of the camera. Who knows, man? I may be dreaming. But we'll see what we can do, huh? Maybe get a little bit of a acting career going. Then I can finally get into what I've really wanted to do all of my life, and I'm really looking forward to it. Gardening, farming, landscaping. That's my goal, man. Laying sod. All right, now these old clips have recently been added to our site. I suggest you get a backstage pass, download all of this crap, and listen to it to your heart's content. First of all is the Steve Bozell bit, Frosty the Ice Demon. And Steve Bozell is a devout atheist who says that religious symbols like snowmen should not be displayed on public property. Then there is background checks for school kids. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police thinks there should be background checks for school children before they're allowed to walk into a store and buy a gun. The lottery tip. Waitress Clara Bingham talks about a customer who left her a winning lottery ticket instead of a tip. She says she spent the money on swimming lessons. George Michael's restroom stunt. Dr. Jim Sadler believes that pop star George Michael got himself arrested to reclaim the female audience that he once had. He got arrested in a can? I don't know. I get that one. Larry Grover impeachment party. Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County is having a party celebrating the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Jonathan, an early version of Dave Oliva, with a bit called The Tapes Are My Friends. He admits he has a compulsion with wiring people's apartments and looking at them on videotape. Lloyd Bonafide, with a bit called Moment of Weakness. Lloyd's upset that someone revealed the fact he was having an affair, and now he's threatening to go to this guy's house and put a bullet in him. Then there's a bit that I did. It's called Best Tasting Domestic Beer. Is there an American beer that doesn't taste like pee? Then Brad, this is a classic, by the way, Brad Rifkin's Ass Cam. Gym owner, I remember this bit. Gym owner Brad Rifkin explains why he has a webcam in the women's bathroom. He says this is completely legal as long as you put up a surveillance sign. He's actually got one in the toilet. A caller named George, in a bit called Sweet Young Stuff, feels that President Clinton should be pitied because an affair with a younger woman is the single most intoxicating experience a man will ever have. Chris Norton, with a bit called Tea Time in Palos Verdes, after proposing to his girlfriend live on the air, Chris asks her to call her father and tell him not to cancel his tea time in Palos Verdes. And finally, Mavis Leonard, with a bit called White Flight and Flashy Negroes. Mavis says that the integration of the school system went haywire when Negroes began to get colorful and flamboyant. So in other words, the white folks started fleeing when black kids began showing up to school in highly colorful dress. So that's all on our website, recently added. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com, and there you will find all of those clips, as well as a variety of shows and all kinds of stuff, man, there for you. And you can get some of our video as well. Don't forget the Celebrity Poker Tournament to benefit My Friend's Place, May 27th at the Bicycle Casino in Bell Gardens, California. And I've got a number for information if you'd like to call. No, I don't want to give you this number. It's too complicated. Just go to www.thebike.com, www.thebike.com. The tournament will begin at 4:15 on the afternoon of the 27th. Registration starts at 2, $200 buy-in, $30 entry fee, no limit Texas Hold'em poker, and that'll be a fun afternoon. So that'll be on the 27th. The Phil Henry Celebrity No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament for the people at My Friend's Place. Great folks. I hope that after we leave the airwaves, that you will continue to support them. You will continue to remember them. If you visit Los Angeles, I wouldn't suggest going out to their neck of the woods to see them because, well, you might get scared. No, it's fine. That's the way most people think, though. Oh, you don't want to go down there. That's where all the retards with mohawks are. But if you're ever in the Los Angeles area and you're going to be on The Price is Right, if you're visiting the Los Angeles area and you'd like to come see Love Connection, go on down to My Friend's Place. All right, coming up is Jim Deal and the wild, wild, wonderful world of exotic animals and our flashback by request.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for Jim Deal's Wild, Wild World of Exotic Animals. Hey, and a very, very, very pleasant day to you all. This is Jim Deal. Welcome to our Wild World of Exotic Animals. We've got a very exotic animal, and we're going to be talking to the gentleman who brought him here from the Phoenix Zoo. This is Craig Anus. And right off the bat, Craig, I'm going to ask you the question. Do you get ribbed about your name?
Oh, yeah. You mean my last name?
No, your first name. Yeah, of course your last name. Anus?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I mean, isn't that, do people, what do they say?
Well, you know, Anus, you know, they'll overuse my last name.
Well, anyway, I just had to point that out because the audience is going to write. They're going to, oh, was that guy's name really Brad Anus?
Yeah, that's my name.
Okay. Well, Brad's from the Phoenix Zoo. And you've brought along a Gila monster. Now, what? It says they're Gila monster, but you say that's wrong. It's not Gila monster, is it?
No, Jim, it's Gila monster. And the Gila monster that I have here, his name is Rudy. And,
Well, no, now why? Now, when they say he's a monster, is it like, woo? He's not going to rip down a building or anything like we see in the movies?
Well, no. You can see they only grow to be about 24 inches in length.
Well, what about those deal? What's that deal I saw on TV the other night? I was watching the, I forget what it was, like one of these monster movies. It looked like what do you call it, a Gila monster?
No, it's called a Gila monster.
It looked like they had a big, you know, like they put it in a little made-up town, so it was crushing things.
That would have been a regular Gila monster, probably a 24-inch variety that they just, you know, had a small set, so it looked like he was giant.
Okay. Well, so does he breathe fire? Go ahead, cue it.
Does he breathe fire? That's it.
Little sound effect.
No. The Gila monster, if I could, Jim, is a He's a stout guy. There are two specimens of the Ghia monster. They're both similar in appearance, but this guy is named for the Ghia River Basin of the southwestern United States. And you can see he has small bead-like scales across his back. He's a little very blunt tail, and the other thing about the Ghia monster is that
I can't get over your last name though, Anus. So when you come on a show and say, "Hi, I'm Brad Anus, and here's a Ghia monster," I mean, who's going to take you seriously, right?
Most of the shows they just pass over it. They don't focus on it. You keep talking about it.
Hey, look out! Brad Anus has a Ghia monster. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, the Ghia monster has two grooves that conduct the venom because these are venomous lizards. And
what?
What are you doing? Oh my God! Well, he just ran out of here.
Hold on. Sorry. This has been Wild, Wild World of Exotic Animals with Jim Deal. Tonight's guest, Brad Anus of the Phoenix Zoo.
You bastard!
Please stand by.
You come in here with a poisonous... I had to kick your ass for drill! For fun!
Come on, Jim.
No!
Well, it's time now for Phil's Flashback of the Week. I'm R.C. Collins of Bradley Military Academy. Today's flashback request is from someone named Dove in Portland, Maine. And he, she, it writes, he, she, it, because it's spelled D-O-V. You don't know if it's a he or an it. Phil, I have a flashback request. Herb Sewell claims to never have murdered anyone. But didn't he push his wife to her death out of a very fast-moving car? Sick as it was, I remember that being very, very funny. Waiting for the box set with full one-hour bits, Dove in Portland, Maine. Well, Dove, here it is, Herb Sewell pushing his wife out of a moving vehicle.
I cannot believe that this man is out of prison, number one. What is wrong with our penal system that a man can murder?
I did every day of the time that was assigned to me by the court.
Excuse me, sir. Something is wrong with our courts. Excuse me for using sir so loosely. What is wrong with our courts that they would only give you 6 years for murdering
I didn't murder
this woman
it was an
in front
body,
of their children? Out-of-body, my experience, my ass.
No, you've
heard... Excuse me, sir, but something is also wrong with the psychologist and with the parole board at Avenal State Prison, and they will get a letter from me that they have allowed you to be on the street. And how... excuse me.
What is your qualification to
comment on the... My qualification is that I am a mother who has a husband and three sons that are loving fathers.
Well,
and trust me, they wouldn't murder their children's mothers.
Well, if they blathered on, they must be very lucky.
Excuse me, you know what? I blather on like the best of them, thank God. Because it's men like you that need to be put in their place.
Well, wait a minute. What's your deal? First of all, I did the time. I paid for the crime by doing sentence. Number two.
You know what? You
I
did not
saw
pay
myself.
The time.
I was
traumatized. Because it's a life for a life. Read the frickin' Bible. You preach
everybody's
about being
quoted
a Christian.
The Bible. Well, people
what
think.
Happened to an eye for an eye?
That's not Christian. That's the new. That's the Old Testament.
You
that's
know
not
what?
The New Testament.
You know what?
Now, the
sir,
lady that called from
your
Atlanta...
Children,
called
your children should never speak to you again. And how you can do a film documentary on being a father?
Well,
this is the biggest
I think
joke
I've been
I've ever
abused.
Heard.
Like
why would
of...
anybody pay money to allow you to do a film documentary? I'm sure it had to be self-financed because nobody would be in with you on this.
I want to ask
you
a question
a
here, Herb. I want to ask you a question. How has your daughter responded to the court? You wanting to compel the court to have you walk her down the aisle?
We're expecting a response from her attorney, but I certainly have the right to walk my daughter down the aisle when she's marrying a prominent member of the film industry. Now, this happens to be what I do for a living. You know, are you telling me?
Well, how self-serving can you be to want to walk your daughter down the aisle, a daughter that you traumatized by pushing her mother out of the car, and then...
Let me ask Stephanie. Stephanie, being a mother, don't you think that I have the right to make a speech at my daughter's wedding?
No, I do not. And
why?
if that daughter doesn't have a restraining order to keep you 500 miles from her wedding, something's wrong with her.
Well, ma'am, let me just say,
you are a dangerous man, sir. You are still a dangerous man because you have not owned this at all.
No, I'm not dangerous. I saw myself doing it.
You are a sick, dangerous man.
Well, I wouldn't drive on the grapevine with your husband and family if I were you, with your mouth going like that.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to drive on any freeway near you because you are a very dangerous man, and the parole boards at Avenal State Prison will hear from me.
Well, you can rest assured that 3 years in isolation, I will never push a woman out of a car.
You still ought to be in isolation because you're a kook.
You know, Stephanie, let me just say it's a good thing I didn't marry you.
I don't even believe this radio station, nor I am giving you time, but I have never been so angry in my life.
Mr. Sewell, what you're not getting is that it doesn't matter if you apologize to your children. It doesn't matter if it was an out-of-body experience. They witnessed their mother getting pushed from a car.
And you know, when she was getting shoved from that car, she was still talking. I can still see her falling backwards onto the freeway and her mouth still moving on about some house she saw in La Cañada. Can you imagine that? So I...
Wait a second. Are you listening to what we're saying, though, sir?
I understand what you're saying. I told you that I am trying to make amends. Kimberly won't let me make a speech at her wedding, and I do want to show a copy of my film to her new husband. Why can't I do this? I don't understand. Stephanie, I was nude in isolation. Nude.
You know what?
I had no clothes on.
You should still be stripped nude and still be in isolation. And thank God for the grandmother of your children that have raised them to understand
Amen.
That you are a sick man.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
the creature.
Thank God to the grandmother of your children.
You're talking
about... I praise that woman for helping them to see the truth about their father.
Ah, now you're speaking of the creature. So you've never met the creature, so
you are a creature, sir. You are a creature.
This is a woman that's raising your children.
Raising my children to hate their father, who in a moment's weakness kicked their mother out of a car.
At 90 miles an hour on the grapevine.
Whatever.
There you go. Herb Sewell, probably one of the all-time classics there. When Herb was actually... Herb doesn't count killing his wife as murder, because he did 6 years for that. He did 8 total. Maybe that was 6 years in another... that was in a state prison. Then he went to the nut factory. All right. So 14 years total... inside for attempted murder, manslaughter, and then various sex crimes. So when he says I never killed anybody, I think what he means is he never killed anyone in a violent sex rage, but he did kick his wife out of a moving car, and he could still see her mouth moving as she fell backwards out of the car. What a sickie. But one of our favorites. God, I'm going to miss him, man. Okay, coming up next is Teachers. And it's on NBC, so there'll be long pauses, big spaces of dead air as I sit and admire my big fat face on television for the last time. This is our last episode of Teachers. Will we come back next season? Will there be an NBC next season? Will the world be here next season? Will next season be next season? Or will it maybe be a different season? These are the questions that inquiring minds want to have answered. So, yeah, NBC at 9:30 is Teachers following Scrubs. Scrubs is a great show. Scrubs is a well-crafted show. Our show, it's getting there. It's getting there. Is NBC going to give us time to get it there? Big, big, big question, man. I doubt it. Because I just know how those guys think, man. In other words, everybody could dig it, and then all just one guy at the top. Just one cat at the top could say, it blows. And it's done, man. I remember when we did that pilot for Fox, okay? Everybody on the lot at Fox loved the pilot that we did. The animated pilot, it was the buzz. We were getting scripts from writers. We were already getting scripts from writers. Everybody, agents were calling, okay, we're going to get this thing going, right? All of a sudden, somebody upstairs, I don't know who, one person, maybe two, said, it blows. Put McFarlane's show on. It's better. Family Guy's great. American Dad, well, that's fine, too. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Hendry sitting here struggling and fighting and clawing and scratching his way through life, trying to make a living for his starving children. Trying. Trying. Yes, keep trying, baby, because someday... What's with Deborah Messing, man? Is she still on TV? I saw her the other night in a movie. It was really bad. That wasn't a TV show, was it?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Good evening, everybody. This is Elliot Vanier. Welcome to the Elliot Vanier Program. We've got the hits. They just keep on coming. I just got back from the doctor. I've got a baseball-sized tumor on my rear end. The band here on the Elliot Vanier Show. Say if you got a request, give us a call. It's 1-800-ELLIOT-VANIER, 1-800-ELLIOT-VANIER. We'd love to play your requests. Hey, we've got a wonderful sock hop coming up. Send us a postcard if you'd like to join our sock hop here. It's the Elliot Vanier Show, playing the classic hits of all time. I hope you enjoy our program this evening. Let's just settle back, kick back, put your feet up, get yourself a cold one, and enjoy the classics, the classic hits of all time. I'm Elliot Vanier. I've got a sore. Ah, there's Stevie Wonder with an interminable beginning to that song that just never ends. Yes, that's Superstition. Stevie? You ever noticed how funny he looks? He's a blind man. Speaking of being blind, I've just been diagnosed with glaucoma. The doctor says 6 more months of seeing light only. Isn't that a wonderful song? You think I'm going to let you hear all of it? Of course not. I'm Elliot Vanier. I'm one of the most interminable disc jockeys in history. I talk over all the vocals. I cut the record off short because I only care about me and the problems that I've got. By the way, everybody, if you'll join us, we've got a wonderful, wonderful personal appearance you're going to be doing over at Krispy Kreme. We have all the free donuts and all of the disc jockeys from your local station. I'm Elliot Vanier. Here's a classic. By the way, I've got gangrene on my scrotum. Oh, yeah. Elliot Vanier with Manfred Mann, the Queers. Do what did he, huh? Isn't that a great one? Well, we are having ourselves a wonderful time tonight here in the Elephant. Here's a romantic song, huh? Barry White. Barry White with the great song, I Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Well, I'll never get enough of your love because I have lymphoma. I'll be dead in a day. Ah, that's wonderful. This is Elliot Vanier. Hey, everybody, let's dance. Let's have a good time. Listen, everybody. Especially you girls. I'm dysfunctional. Isn't that great? That's Marvin Gaye with another classic. Yes, the song's guaranteed to make you feel so old, so crippled, so dried up and pruned up and worthless. Songs that we just play to death and tell you how wonderful they are. You know you don't like them anymore. You don't like these songs anymore, and neither do I. I'm Elliot Vanier, and my 8 sons, all 8 of them, want to be women. The Elliot Vanier Show, coast to coast.
Hi, this is Wayne Newton. I listen to Elliot Vanier every time I turn a radio on. That's about once a year.
Yeah, there it is. Joy to the world. How about that, huh? One of the most irritating, obnoxious piece of crap songs in history. Let's hear this one more time, huh? And as she was a he, because it was one of my kids. All right. Well, I played the wrong song there. Awfully sorry. I'm Elliot Vanier. I never make mistakes. I'll probably get fired for that. Hey, here's a classic. Do you remember the Allman Brothers, huh? Weren't they great? From 1972, the Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man. Just, it's one of those songs. I'm sorry. The reason why I don't know the names of the songs is because I have a brain tumor, which is beginning to affect the cortex. The doctor just told me. That's why I have pain. Deep, searing, hot pain behind my eyes. By the way, I love doing this bit because a friend of mine who lives out in the desert said she hates it. And that really, that I like to do bits that friends of mine hate. Oh, God. What is it? We got a record. Is there some law I got to play a black guy every other record? Come on. Here's a great one. Here's a man, Cat Stevens, who is now a bona fide terrorist and on the FBI's most wanted list. And if I ever see him, I'll gouge his eyes out with knitting needles. A lying sack of crap, a terrorist, a real piece of turd, Cat Stevens. This is Elliot Vanier. By the way, my wife loves sex with every other guy but me. I don't recognize that song, so we'll move on to another one. Oh, how about this, huh? How about a little conga music, huh? A little of that Jamaican stuff? Hey, man, huh? Elliot Vanier Show here with all that wonderful Caribbean music. Speaking of the Caribbean, I've got skin cancer. Oh, shut up. Elliot Vanier, back to back. The Elliot Vanier Show. All right, we're going to take a break right now. One hit after another. One wonderful hit after another. This is Elliot Vanier.
Hi, everybody. I'm Johnny Mathis. I enjoy Elliot Vanier, but not the way you think.
The Elliot Vanier Show will be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I'm giving just kind of a running commentary here on teachers tonight. What do you think, Wayne? No, seriously, I think it's kind of weak. I'm not nuts about it. I don't like the takes that they took. Wayne ain't saying nothing, which means he thinks it sucks on wheels. It's fine. It's good. I like it. It's good. I like me. It's a good show. I like everybody. It has its moments. It has its moments. Who are we kidding? All right. Now it's time to read a little email, baby. And as you would expect, well, not as you would expect, but I would like to report to you that I actually have people who are unhappy that I'm leaving the air. I'd like to report at this time there are people who are actually depressed that I'm not going to be on the air after June 26th. June 23rd, excuse me. This is from Todd. He says, Phil, it was bittersweet for me to hear that you will be retiring from radio this year. I first started listening to your show when I was driving long-haul transports from Ottawa, Canada, to the Eastern Seaboard. I think the first bit I heard was Dave Oliva telling callers that he should be able to drive his midnight blue El Camino instead of a black and white cruiser. And wouldn't you rather be pulled over by an El Camino than a regular cop car? I love the guests you had on your show who I believe to be real until I heard an interview you did on NPR, which let me into the joke. Just like a Canadian listening to NPR. Well, because it sounds like regular Canadian radio. I love the guests you had, which let me in on the joke. Then I was really hooked. As soon as I could, I bought a backstage pass, so I was one of your devoted Canadian fans. I continued the pass when I moved to Boston and listened to you while at work. If you get a chance, would you mind playing that Bozell clip that I told you about earlier in the letter that I didn't bother to read? Cheers, Todd Savlin. Canadians are cool, man. They always say cheers. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. We'll try to get the Steve Bozell on as much as we can. What we are planning on is having a request day where we just, like everything, man, we just blow out the stops. Phil, I love you, man. I wish you the best with your TV career, but I'm depressed as hell that you're leaving radio. Please, please leave the website up. I listen to your show every day while working at home, and you crack me up. He actually said you effing crack me up. I'm going to say the whole world. You crack me up. Charge me more. I don't care. I enjoy the hell out of you. Nancy. So, see, I thought it was a dude. Phil, I'm a huge fan, and I love the show. I'm going to miss it when you retire. Will you still be releasing a best of 2006 CD? Thanks a lot, Jason. No, we won't, dude. If Picasso lived today, his medium would still be making art with old-fashioned paints and canvases. Your artistic medium is radio. I hope you find a way to get back on it in the future, Tony. Thanks, man. But fat chance, man. I'm done. I am not coming back on the radio ever again. If I do, it's going to be like, it's going to be either satellite or it's a whole other incarnation. I am so tired of doing this show. Honest to God, I'm sick and tired. I like doing the characters. I love doing the characters. I hate having to try to explain this show to people in the business. In the business, not you guys. I hate having to try to get people in the radio business who are in a position to, you know what I'm saying? Like, put the show on stations to understand what's going on. I hate having to answer this question, which I got asked by Al Peterson, who's a very nice guy from Radio and Records. What do you say when they scratch their head and say they don't get it? When he asked me that, I realized I was done. I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you when I decided to retire. I will give you the exact moment that I decided to retire. When Al Peterson, was it last month or the month before, from Radio and Records, asked me the question, what do you say when you hear general managers and program directors say they don't get it? That's when I said, I'm done. I'm done. I mean, I had a flip answer for the guy. I said, I can't do it. If they don't understand what this is, then obviously one or the both of us is, or all we're all in the wrong business. You know, either I am or they are. Now, you could say, well, why don't you wait for them to get out of the business? Those are the jackasses that decide what goes on the radio station. See? So when I heard that, that's when I said, okay, it's over, man, because I can't keep, you know, trying to explain life to people. So what I'm going to do is something better. I'm going to take all these characters that we created and put them in front of a camera, make billions and billions and billions, buy a villa right next to Clooney's in Italy, then I'm going to invite all of you guys over. We'll have a listener party that will drive him mad, so he'll geld himself with one of his skill saws, and then have Brad Pitt back over him with his own speedboat. What do you think? God, I'm going to do it. I'll buy the villa right next to his, have a listener party. All right, this one is from Jim, and it says, Phil, I'm a big fan of Chris Norton. Recently subscribed to your website, knowing and having listened to Chris before. Classic and funny. Thanks for a great sense of humor. And this one from Jeff. I'm an Uber fan since 98. I often wondered how you convinced even 100 Hannity, Limbaugh, Savage, O'Reilly, Laura stations to put you on. No kidding, man. That's an achievement. Well, you can thank a guy named Peter Trippi. Peter was great, man. God knows they didn't give him, like, I mean, that guy was out there by himself, but he worked it, dude. That's an achievement. Hey, Mr. Program Director, I've got this great show that makes fun of your format. Want to give it a try? Also, I didn't notice a difference after Janet Jackson's Flapjack flopped out. Yes, after spending all day going through the station music library and editing bullcrap out of Pink Floyd songs, I'd tune in to hear Ted Bell's theme bleeped and other restraints obvious to a regular fan. The funniest... forget. I can't read this whole thing. I can't even understand what the freaking guy is. He works at KFOG. This dude works at KFOG in San Francisco, in KSAN. Who owns KFOG? Oh, Jesus. I think KFOG's a Clear Channel station, isn't it? KFOG and KSAN. You can't go anywhere without Clear Channel or one of them popping their freaking faces up, huh? All right. Well, anyway, that's the email. That's it, man. I can't. If I read any more of it, I think I'm going to strangle. All right. 1-800-449-8. What am I giving the number out for? I don't want any calls, do I? I got to watch teachers, man. We're into the big prom segment. We'll be right back in the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Wayne was just making a comment. He said, did you ever say to... Because you understand that many of you are listening to this show on a traditional talk station because there are no radio stations that do this kind of programming. I mean, there's a handful. But let's face it, man. This radio show is so far ahead of the curve, so beyond the pale of human reason, that you either find people who have the ability... To market it, or you leave it behind, my brother. Leave it behind. So, Wayne was saying, what about promoting it as the Saturday Night Live of radio shows? It's, oh, yeah, that'll help. I mean, look at it. If you got a radio station that's carrying Rush Limbaugh, and Rush is great, but he's a certain kind of radio show. So who carries the stuff that Phil Hendry does? So I'm looking at teachers right now, and I'm giving my big prom speech. Do I really have to sit here and do this radio show? I want to look at my fat ass. This is the last time I'll see it. Anyway, I wanted to go through a little bit of news here on the final few seconds. Remember, the last broadcast of this show is on June 23rd. The last broadcast of the Phil Hendry Show is on June 23rd. The reason why I say that, get your backstage pass, put that money in my pocket. Baby, download all the stuff you need to download. It's all there. It's in the archives. And we don't care, man. Just stick it onto the iPod, man, and love it. Love it daily. Here's some scumbag in, I think it's Illinois, a high school teacher, like, broke some girl's neck. He was having a relationship with her. His name is Shelton. That's his last name, 26. Dragged her into the woods and tried to strangle her and broke her neck. Now, that's what I call a background check. The guy's been in a wrestling club. So there must be some hostile, quasi-repressed, homosexual, I don't know what. This guy faces a charge of attempted first-degree murder. Apparently they were having a relationship. Her uncle, this young girl's uncle, after he heard what condition his niece was in, died of a heart attack. And this is a teacher, a high school teacher. So just when I started saying that maybe some of the parents ought to get their noses out of how things are run... maybe you ought to get your noses stuck in there a little bit deeper, huh? What a wacko. Hi, Mr. Shelton. How are you? The guy's an ape, and he's busting people's necks? What does he teach, man? Now, let me guess. Wrestling. Now, here's one where the students are suing over a tough coach's discipline. You know what? I agree with that, kid. Sue the hell out of him. And with that, I'm going to go home and watch the TiVo'd version. Not teachers. I'm going to go home and I watch Combat with Vic Morrow.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.